is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features and functions on the website are available for free. You just go and log in. There is no logging in unless you're logging into one of our free features like the bulletin board system or the wiki. It's all on the house, freetalklive.com. So, Mark, if there's ever been any doubt that Free Talk Live is an influential talk radio program, if there's ever been any doubt that advertising on the radio does or does not work, I've got more evidence that radio advertising, specifically with Free Talk Live, is very effective.
Well, I wouldn't think that I wouldn't think anybody really believes that radio advertising isn't effective.
I don't know. I've heard people say I've done sales before, and I've heard the excuse, "Well, radio doesn't work for us."
Well, that's somebody who's not expressing what they mean when they say that. They say that radio advertising doesn't work, and I say this every day if I hear people. Well, radio advertising hasn't really worked for us in the past. Really, what the issue is price. Mm-hmm. That means that you spent too much on the radio and didn't get enough results. It doesn't mean that the radio didn't work. It didn't work well enough to pay for the price that you could track.
We know that our advertisers here get results. This isn't an infomercial. I just want to give one example of one of our listeners who has decided to make a tremendous change in his life or her life, not really sure which, because of maybe a little bit of influence from Free Talk Live. Here's from the Equinox Libertarian Blues blog. This year, all libertarians all over the country put in countless hours campaigning for respective candidates who respected liberty and the idea of limited government. We made phone calls, put up signs, sent out emails, and even blogged. In fact, he mentions the phone calls part. This was sort of a new thing this year. The Libertarian Party had this phone bank, like a phone database thing that they essentially parceled out a bunch of phone numbers to people and said, here, you call these people in this district. They targeted specific districts that they thought they actually had a chance in, like mm-hmm. some of the ones we've talked about, the Bob Smither race, the Michael Badnarik race, some of these ones that were sort of high profile, as far as libertarians are concerned, races. And so they targeted some of the registered voters there with phone calls, which is something new. So, they put in all this new effort and, of course, got pretty dismal results, as we've discussed over the past couple weeks. Anyway, he goes on to say, somehow in the midst of all of this, we started to really believe in what we were doing. Maybe we thought this would be the year to see the breaking of this two-party system stalemate that has been going on for years now. I, too, believe that maybe our hard work would land us with one seat in the House. And, to be fair, it's easy to think that way. And
well, I think I thought that way.
You did. Michael Badnarik was on the air with us. He was insisting that he could possibly win the race that mm-hmm. he was running in. So even he believed it. And a lot of other people believed it as well. And I think that as the internet becomes more prevalent in our lives, and, of course, a lot of Free Talk Live listeners are internet listeners as well, and so we spend a lot of time online, we start to believe the hype that the internet allows us to sort of create around us. I mean, if all we do is spend our time on hammeroftruth.com and freetalklive.com and we're sort of in the, the libertarian circles on the internet, it's easy to get even more excited. I mean, as compared to, for instance, 10 years ago when all you could really do was meet up with some local libertarians and maybe go to the state convention. And now that was really the only sort of, and maybe read the Libertarian Party newspaper. I mean, really, that was the only sort of keying in that you could do with a libertarian movement. But now it can be all over. Now it can be everywhere. It can be, on your homepage whenever you open up your internet browser. So do you see what I'm saying here?
It gets a lot of top-of-mind awareness for people that are into it.
And that prevalence can make it more exciting.
Sure.
Because you're reading more about it. You're reading more about the exciting candidacies. You're reading more about the interesting things that happened. And there were some interesting things that that occurred in this year's election. But nonetheless, the results were dismal. The blogger continues, so come election day, I proudly marched off to my polling place to cast my ballot for every libertarian that I could vote for. I didn't expect my vote to mean much more than a statement. My state has always been an ultra-liberal one. The results came in throughout the night, and I watched as candidates who mortgaged their houses to get up enough money to be in national debates received meager percentages. In House races, we got 6% at the highest, and Smither, a wonderful candidate, in a place where he and a Democrat were the only people on the ballot, a Republican write-in candidate with a name that's difficult to spell pulled in better results.
You know,
better results by a factor of 7 or 8.
Yeah, we mentioned that on the show previously,
yeah.
And it's not any kind of disparagement towards those candidates.
Mm-mm.
No, we like Bob Smither. We like Michael
Bednarik.
They
did their best.
Absolutely. And they really did. Michael Bednarik, how many tens of thousands of dollars did he spend?
$400,000. But then again, there's some questions sort of, you know, was a lot of it wasted on an office? Was a lot of it wasted on administrative things? He wasn't in charge of his campaign. His campaign manager was. So anyway.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. But, you know, it's not that we dislike those candidates. It's that, man, this isn't working.
Not at all. I mean, Harry Brown got less votes in his 2000 campaign for president as a Libertarian than he got in 1996. He did worse in 2000. Did that make me think any less of Harry Brown? Of course not.
Harry Brown is a great man.
It's the voters. They're the ones that need to get a clue. Anyway, he says, so the House race is a Republican beat, the Republican write-in beat Michael Bednarik, or actually beat Smither. I think the Republican write-in got 45% of the vote. Just amazing. Slowly, the depression of hard work to no avail has been overcoming me. I've come to the decision after the urgings of Free Talk Live to join the Free State Project. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Advertising words. And no, I'm not moving anytime soon. I'm merely stating my intent to move within the next 3 years. And you know what? As far as moving across the country is concerned, I'd consider 3 years relatively soon in the scheme of things. You know, some people might not be moving for another decade.
Is the first 1,000 3 years or 2 years now?
First 1,000 is the end of 2008. People
okay.
who move by the end of 2008. So two years. He says, I think I just need to see liberty in my lifetime. And my options seem to be New Hampshire or moving to Ron Paul's district. Because essentially my state just lost me. For some reason which makes no effing sense to me, California voted down legislation that would restrict eminent domain. Yes, we decided we wanted the government to steal our land and pay us practically nothing for it. In contrast to what happened in California, in New Hampshire, the voters overwhelmingly voted to reject eminent domain for private uses.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel like I've heard this before. Have you read this to me off air or something?
I think I told you about it
okay.
off the air a few days ago.
All right.
But, yeah, here you go. So just another libertarian that's become fed up. And this happened to me a few years ago. Become fed up with the system, become fed up with the voting and getting nothing out of it. You do feel good when you go and vote for a libertarian candidate, but you don't feel so good
when
the
loses,
results come
less than a day later.
Right. So it burns on people. This is what I was talking about right after the election. This is that political burnout that people experience. As he was pointing out, after working so hard, he manned the phone banks. He put up signs. He sent out emails. He blogged about it. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of hard work. And in a lot of cases, many people also donating hard-earned money on top of time. And for what? You know, for what little results? Are we really converting massive amounts of people to liberty? No, we're not. There may be a few more people voting libertarian this year than last year, but to make up for that, there may be a few people that dropped off and became wasted voters again, saying, oh, I'm too scared to vote for the libertarian. So, and even here in New Hampshire, libertarians fared poorly. The libertarians that ran as Democrats and Republicans did much better. Of course, the ones that ran as Democrats did the best. The ones that ran as Republicans, they all lost, too. But they lost with much greater voting percentages. I mean, the people that ran as Republicans in New Hampshire, the Libertarians, they lost with, 45% or lost by 40 votes. I mean, so it seems to be the correct strategy is to do what it takes to win, not necessarily to run as Libertarian.
I would have to agree with that. There's successes on the Libertarian front here in New Hampshire that are just unparalleled. There's 70-something people that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has in the House and the Senate.
Yeah, 75.
75
got elected this time. But that number's down, though, because of the tremendous Democrat win this year. But, hey, you know what? It's bad news everywhere. And it would have been bad news had the Republicans won, because they all want to make bigger government. 800-259-9231, that's the Packet 8 toll-free line. Mark's on the line, wants to talk about not voting. Apparently this is pretty popular. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Wednesday edition, Inside Hour 1, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the live streams we've got there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free, freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting on February 23rd, 2007. Early bird discount ends on Thanksgiving. So you better register now.
Wow, that's soon.
At freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And, of course, we are talking about
the Free State Project and how one of our listeners has decided that he's had it. He's done with this whole California thing. That's where he lives now, and you can just apply this to whatever state you live in. Has had it with the dismal results of the libertarians in his state. Had it with putting in hours and hours of volunteer time to get absolutely nothing out of it, except for maybe the good feeling you get when you go and vote. And he's joined the Free State Project and is planning on moving within 3 years. In fact, I was reading the comments on his blog, and one gentleman says, I joined the Free State Project over a year ago. I'll be making the move as soon as I can sell my property in Michigan. And I'm at the point where I'm ready to sell for as much as $20,000 below market value just to get busy in New Hampshire.
Hmm.
So don't give up on our country yet. As things get worse, I suspect they will get worse before getting better. More and more freedom-loving individuals will be looking for hope. $20,000 is the Free State Project goal. It will probably be reached rapidly as things start to get worse. So hope to see you in New Hampshire sooner rather than later.
And as Free Talk Live gets more and more popular on more stations.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That's going to help. We are the number one recruiter for the
no Free doubt about Project. It.
So I can totally understand why people are so fed up. And I want to just present, I actually sort of touched on this at the end of last night's show, but I want to recap it here. Because you were telling me, Mark, that you'd got an email in from the Libertarian Party talking about their plans for 2007.
I didn't get it. It wasn't from the email, from the Libertarian Party, but I do have a little bit of information. Yeah.
I don't know how you got the information. I got this email from them, and it mentioned the same information that you mentioned to me. What was it that stuck out to you?
That the Libertarian Party has $1.7 million set aside for their national budget for advertising next year.
Why can't we elect somebody?
I don't know.
1.7
Who
million?
Are we going to elect in 2007?
Well, I don't know. But with $1.7 million, I mean, don't you think that we could have elected a few libertarians or liberty-minded people in New Hampshire for $1.7 million? I think so.
And certainly in New Hampshire.
It has been pointed out that in a state Senate race in New Hampshire, $50,000 is a lot of money to have.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael Badnarik, with his $400,000 budget down in Texas, could have been... I mean, he could have dominated if he had run in New Hampshire.
It'd be Senator Badnarik right now.
It would be. And so, again, you know, where's all this money going to? Are we taking this $1.7 million and spending a bunch of it on administrative costs, a nice plush office in Washington, D.C.? I don't know.
No, that was their annual national budget.
Yeah, Libertarian Party has an office in Washington, D.C. They've got overhead they've got to spend this money on. So I'm sure a good chunk of that goes to overhead, and then I'm sure some of it gets dispersed out to campaigns. I don't know how all of that works. But you would think that with that kind of money, you could get something more than 2%. And in fact, I believe you can in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. As I pointed out last night, I've got a really simple idea here. We're going to be running a local campaign here in Keene, where we're doing the show from.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run as many liberty-oriented candidates as we possibly can. It's a nonpartisan race, so Republicans and Democrats won't even be a factor. And there's only 1,600 people that vote in municipal elections around
tops.
Here. Maximum.
Right, tops. It's more likely to be, unless we create such a stir that we draw a bunch of people out one way or the other, it's likely to be 800.
Nonetheless, if you were to just quietly, you know, I'm not for taking over a town. I'm for alerting people to the fact that we're here and then having the existing people agree with what we're talking about, because what we're talking about is simple and understandable and desirable, and having them turn out and make the difference. But nonetheless,
I'm for getting people elected. That's what I'm for.
Right. But nonetheless, even if you did want to take over, all you'd have to do is bring in a few thousand people, and there you go. Problem solved. For all of the thousands and thousands of libertarians out there that are lamenting the fact that they can't pull more than 2%, I saw another post on this blog that said, well, if it makes you feel better, one of our candidates got 100,000 votes in Georgia. Well, great. Bring those 100,000 voters, or bring a couple thousand of them up to New Hampshire.
There's already 7,500 people that are signed up for the Free State Project. All we have to do is get another two-thirds, and we're there.
Yeah. And this kind of concentrated activism is going to make a difference.
It is making a difference now.
That's
currently
true.
The Free State Project is making a difference. If nothing else, holding off anti-freedom legislation. But there's only 400 and something people who have moved, according to the Free State Project
no,
website.
No, 150 people have moved 400 people, the other 300 or so, were already living in New Hampshire. They were Free State Project members who were already in New Hampshire.
Okay, so there's 440 people here.
Right.
Which is amazing that 300 people were represented from New Hampshire already. It just shows what a freedom-oriented state this
is. Absolutely. If I haven't made it crystal clear, a little bit can do a lot in New Hampshire, whereas a little bit does virtually nothing in other states. And all we're asking for is a few people that are dedicated enough to get on board. I mean, you just want to sit in your state and keep lamenting your sorrows as you continue to lose? Fine. We'll be waiting for you up here when you're ready. I want to go to the phones here, Mark. I know you had something else, but let's go to Mark in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing?
Good. Sir. What's on your mind, Mark?
Yeah. Actually, you know, I had ran for city council myself in the state I used to live in, up in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
a city called Brooklyn Center. And I was Libertarian endorsed. This was in 2002, and I almost won. Came in 19 votes behind the Democrat endorsed candidate.
And where was this?
Now, did the Democrat win then?
Actually, the way it was, four of us made it through the primaries and into the general election. There were two open seats. And it was pretty much a photo finish for third place between me and the Democrat-endorsed candidate. And this is in a heavily Democratic city.
Mm.
I had 3,070-some votes. The Democrat-endorsed candidate had 3,090-some votes.
Imagine how much better you would have done in a place like New Hampshire where people are naturally oriented towards liberty.
And then second place had like 3,400-some votes. So it was like 20. I had like 21.8%. The Democrat had 21.9%. And it was like 20...
That's excellent. Now, Mark, I see here the call screener saying that you wanted to talk about not voting.
Yeah, voting.
I find it interesting that you've run political campaigns, but now you don't vote?
I'll tell you. By the way, when it comes to moving, I'll tell you where I think what we need is the exodus from the country.
Why?
My plans are to move to, like, the Bahamas, get out of this country, because I can see the writing on the wall already. But I'll tell you, when it comes to voting...
What good's it going to do to move to the Bahamas?
They're a lot more free than we are here, put it that way.
Oh, they don't show up that way on the Heritage Foundation's index of liberty.
Well, I would imagine that the criterion they're using is pursuant to some type of statist-oriented methodology. You notice how the lexicon has been so perverted. Freedom is conflated with another government program.
Well, no, this is an organization that's talking about freedom, and it's economic freedom specifically, which means that it's very difficult to open a business.
There's actually two different groups, and I want you to hang on. You can talk about not voting when we come back. 800-259-9231. We got a burned-out political activist on hold as well. Your calls about anything go. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet A toll-free line for you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-4604. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-4604. That's 1-800-771-4604.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away, including the map, the listener map. Over 1,700 people from around the world have added themselves to it. And you can be on it as well, for free, of course. Go to map.freetalklive.com, or you can just surf around and see who else is listening to the show. That, again, is map.freetalklive.com.
Looking for a show that doesn't dumb down the content for the slowest person in the class? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's loud, fast, and smart. Unless you hear it, you'll never know if that slowest person is you. There's only one way to find out. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
That's right. So we're going to the Packet 8 toll-free lines. Back to Mark in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Mark, you had said that you've seen the writing on the wall, and you want to get out of the United States entirely. You say, forget that whole free state project idea. I'm going to the Bahamas. Now, I'm a little bit curious about your reasons why you would choose to leave the country and go to a less free country. You say it's more free, but according to both the Heritage Foundation and FreeTheWorld.com, both of their studies, it is absolutely not more free than the United States. In fact, on the Free the World list, it is the number 48th most free country in the entire world. I mean, Costa Rica is number 30. Why not go to Costa Rica instead?
Well, it could be there, but let me start then with that. The methodology they're using, I think that maybe they're using a very narrow set of terms to construct this list. But let me give you an example.
Have you actually looked at either one of these reports, or are you just speculating?
No, I've looked at the reports, and I wonder, you know, for the life of me, how they come up with this. Because let me give you an example. I'll tell you where I really felt like, really, when I first started wanting to get out of the country. I was on active duty in the military, and I got a particular vaccine, i.e. the anthrax vaccine, which was given to me compulsory. No informed consent there. I've had health problems ever since.
Okay.
I ended up with cancer okay? And I was actually able to successfully treat my cancer by using what's called a blood root cell. That's got a couple
right,
of
right. You've actually
compounds.
Told us about this once in the past. So what's your point?
Yes. And the person, the naturopath that supplied this to me, although there's not a bunch of victims lined up or anything, and in fact it worked very successfully at getting rid of my cancer, since this naturopath was violating laws, he got raided by what was called the they called it the I think they called it Operation Cure All. I call it Operation Kill All, and it was a joint Federal Trade Commission and FDA operation where they were rounding up naturopaths. This guy treated my cancer. This guy who treated my cancer is now in jail. If that's
right, and you chose that on a voluntary basis, and it's absolutely outrageous what happened.
Now the place that he worked with, and you know, doctors in the Bahamas can actually use this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking around. You know, you can go to the Bahamas and practice naturopathic medicine. You're not as likely going to end up in jail as here. I'm curious.
I see.
Now, they factor
Mark,
in things like
hold on,
this.
Hold on just a second, Mark. I don't know if they factor that in specifically. I've looked at their methodology. It is dizzying is all I can tell you.
It looks like they just focus on nominal terms, like what the nominal tax rate is.
No, I don't know about
thing.
That.
It looks like a lot more than that to
they
me.
They look at size of government, legal structure, security of property rights, access to sound money, freedom to exchange with foreigners, regulation of credit, labor, and business, all kinds of different economic
and
factors.
You can certainly point out a single instance, and I think it's you should absolutely be able to treat your illness in any way you want to, but and if you're looking for
be able to go into
health
business.
Freedom, what's that?
And you should be able to practice as a naturopath.
If you're looking for health freedom, there's certainly going to be countries that are going to be better than the United States of America. Absolutely. You can find specifically on that one criteria a better country. But, you know, when it comes to all in all, I've been to the Bahamas. I've been to several Caribbean islands. And I'm going to tell you, those people aren't that free because they're spending their money. They're taxing them and taking the money and they're spending it, and they're creating governments as big as they possibly can create them in these small economies. And you're only going to be dissatisfied in the size of the government there, and you're going to find one single instance there why that country is worse than the United States or whatever. What you have to do is look for the...
It may not be the Bahamas I go to, but I will just say, I mean, we have the most activist, biggest government on the planet. Yeah,
it just seems to me like you're just giving up on the United States when there's obviously a movement afoot. I mean, there's a successful movement afoot that's going to make a difference. I mean, if that's what you want to do, then good luck. But you're going to be an outsider. I mean, coming into any other country, you're going to be the foreigner. You're going to be the expatriate.
I'm a foreigner here.
Well, just a second, Mark. How about this? If
you're a libertarian.
What's that?
Anarchist, you're treated as a foreigner. I mean, I don't fit in anywhere here. This is the most big government
up in New Hampshire.
Wait, just a second, Mark. If we could, if there were 20,000 libertarians and anarchists that signed up to move to one state, would you move to that state within 5 years of all those people signing up?
You know, suppose this works and they can.
No, that's not the question, Mark.
They're going to get invaded. I guarantee the federal government will send in a bunch of stormtroopers.
So you're scared, then. You're a scaredy cat.
Oh, well, it's not that I'm scared. It's that I can see the writing. This is the most out-of-control, criminal, oppressive government on the face of the planet.
Some are going to run. Some are going to fight. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I understand where he's coming from. It's scary. Federal government's got tanks and bombs and guns, and
I just can't see them taking over a state when these people aren't obligated to move to one place and wear
orange,
so that they can find them.
Right.
It's going to be an entire state. You can't roll tanks in on New Hampshire.
Yeah, and at what point are they going to decide to roll the tanks in? You know, at what point are they going to feel so threatened to where they feel like that's the only appropriate response?
Right. The best thing to do with New Hampshire, if it's trying to, have less federal control, is ignore it.
Well, right, because let me tell you, Mark, and the rest of you that are paranoid, because Mark's concerns echo the concerns of a lot of people. That's not the first time we've heard that objection on Free Talk Live.
It's an easy objection, though.
It is, though. Let me, one point to that is that the feds are already watching, okay? We know from federal agent testimony in federal court that they are monitoring NHFree.com. Now, that's my website. I own that website. It's not run by me. Russell and Kat are the people that run the site. I'm completely hands-off as far as running it. But that domain name, that's mine. And so...
And, you know, if they wanted to nip this little problem in the bud, they'd just wipe out a few of us.
That's what I was getting to. That's what I was getting to, because...
Why tanks?
Look, I know that the feds are pretty incompetent, but nonetheless, apparently a few of them know how to use the internet, and they do have a few IT guys on their staff. So it wouldn't be very hard for them to say, well, we spend a lot of time looking at this NHFree.com website. I wonder who's behind this organization. It wouldn't be very hard for them to find out who the owner of the website was, and it's obvious that Russell and Kat are in charge, and they've already had run-ins with the feds.
And, you know, a stitch in time will save nine. They've all heard that little cliche. They could just come in here and take care of the problem real quick. How many people are going to sign up for the Free State Project?
When people start getting bumped off?
Right. Ten of them.
Yep.
Ten.
That
you don't need
that would kill the movement.
You just need one dedicated government sniper.
It'd be done, because then their fears would be validated. Then their concerns would be these paranoid people.
I think that the federal government's out of control. I don't think they're willing to do this.
I just don't.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
We're still here. I mean, we've been on the air for 4 years now. Two of those years syndicated nationwide. So
going on a couple of months here.
Yep. All right. Let's go
going
to...
Going on three.
Right. They should have gotten us back down in Florida is what they should have done.
Yeah.
Let's go to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian DeMarc. Hello, Matthew.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
There's a sad case right there.
Understandable. It's sad, but understandable.
But it's another example of a person that's just going to talk themselves out of... a truly good solution to this.
Yep, he's going to go...
The only solution I can tell.
If he actually does follow his word, he's going to go to some other country where he's going to know absolutely nobody.
Exactly.
People are going to look at him as an outsider, and I can't imagine that life. I mean, that's going to be not so great. And, Matthew, you just barely had a chance to even speak. We're going to hold you over, so hang on, if you would, please. 800-259-9231. Matthew is apparently an LP burnout himself. Libertarian Party burnout, and not in the pot-smoking kind of way. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. What are you going to do to make a difference? What's your plan? Do you even have one? Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything, all kinds of fans, sheets, pillows, you name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. FreeTalkLive.com. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. Why do people want to vote for Free Talk Live?
Well, to spread the message of liberty so that, more people will hear the show and come to find out about all these messages that we're spreading around.
And maybe you appreciate the fact that we give you all the features on the website for free. So it's just kind of an easy way to help support the show without having to really do much more than pick up a few fingers. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. And you'll see that we're currently, or after you vote, you'll see we're currently ranked at number two. That's the number two podcast in the world out of all categories, out of all 25,000-plus podcasts. We're number two, thanks to those of you that have voted. But we still need your vote to crack number one.
It'd be nice to be number one.
Sure, vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. It makes a big difference and draws new people to this show, thereby new people hearing the message of freedom, as Mark mentioned. Vote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Matthew in Massachusetts, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen, yeah, I was just calling about the fact of why the LP, Libertarian Party, will never succeed the way it wants to. And the pure fact is that the way the government is set up and the way people, generations of average citizens, have been raised is the idea of using government force to get what they want, and that is you have how many people already entrenched in these bureaucracies and all these different levels of government that like things just the way they are. Mm-hmm. And they don't want people, and what does the LP want? They want to take most of that away.
We want change,
right?
And people don't like change.
Right. They want a big government. People can say they don't, but they do. They want a big government that does what they want, those particular things,
mm-hmm.
and that's their idea. They want whatever their particular program is or their law, and they want a government that can do that for them. And so we have a most of this populace is big government.
Well, Matthew, I'm not exactly sure I entirely agree with that. If somebody, if somebody believes in small government in an area, they believe for a few reasons, but at the very least, a good percentage of those people believe in small government for the reason that we do, that it doesn't make sense, that it's inefficient, that it costs too much, that the return on the dollar isn't worth it, that it constricts freedom. Whatever reason it is that they agree, some of them are just mean. Like, I don't want to give welfare to poor people because I don't like black. facts. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people out there like that, and I can't, I don't have a conversation for them. But I do have one for people that, you know, I want small government except, the, you know, except for my particular program. Is if you can make them see why small government works in their area, in the areas that they see, they like the idea of there being small government, then you can take that and move it to the area that they are, you know, that their accept sits in.
But what I'm saying is that the majority of the populace of this country has a big government mentality in one
sure.
shape or the other.
They absolutely do, even though they don't realize it. In fact, Mark, you mentioned a statistic to me right before the show started. That apparently there was some exit polling that showed that amongst voters, at least, 62% wanted smaller government. So when asked explicitly, they will say, yeah, I want smaller government, but that doesn't mean that their mindset isn't, well, yeah, well, the government still has to take care of this and this and this and this, and therefore they technically are big government people.
Right, that's what I'm talking. I'm not
right.
talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And the fact is that that's what that mindset is. What is supporting this current big this big government that we have that's growing every year after year and year.
Yeah, because those are the ones that go out and vote.
Yeah, exactly. And you just talk to your average person, and they do support vast amounts of things that the government does, and think that it's supposed to be doing those type of things. And they look at the LP, and what does the LP provide? It provides taking a lot of that away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right there, boom, they lose their interest.
You're done.
And they don't want to vote for any government, someone who would take those certain programs or that law away.
My goodness, because then we wouldn't have roads, would we? Now,
right.
Matthew, you're fed up with the Libertarian Party's results in the state of Massachusetts. You're already a member of the Free State Project and are expecting to move hopefully within the next few years.
Right.
My question for you is, considering the call we just had on Mark in Nevada, who was concerned about the federal government rolling in tanks and starting to kill people. How do you feel about that as somebody who is taking the step, as somebody who is moving into the state?
I think that you can sit there and spend all the time making excuses as to why you can't move to get involved in a movement that is actually that is working right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can you can get involved in something that's going on right now, which is the Free State Project that is working. That's the interesting point I was going to make. He had mentioned something. Well, what if this worked? It is working.
Yeah, we got
it. It's not like in the future. It's going on now, and it is working.
That's correct. We fended off some very anti-liberty proposals in the last year and elected the very first early mover this year to New Hampshire State House.
Not to mention that it's the easiest thing, the commitment for the Free State Project is the easiest thing in the world. You don't have to you make the commitment, you don't have to do anything. Your commitment doesn't count for anything unless 20,000 people sign up,
mm-hmm.
and you have 5 years after that. So, if it'll work, you're signing up if it'll work.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Good point. Matthew, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Troy in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Troy.
I'm listening to y'all on the Genesis Communications Network.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
In the afternoon, I'll listen to Alex Jones.
That's nice.
Are you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah, sure. Heard his name.
Have you ever seen any of his documentaries?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen the one on Bohemian Grove?
I've seen some of it. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I thought when I saw it. I thought I was watching a play. There was a book that they handed out. There were mm-hmm. people in the crowd. There was a light show. There was some singing. It didn't look like something. It was just a goofy play. Is that the way you looked at it?
It could have been anything. I mean, you're talking about this. The suggestion is that the politicians are all part of the same club, and they all get together and they hang out at this place called the Bohemian Grove, and they sacrifice babies to an owl god or something like that. Those are the claims. And I don't know. There's some footage, and there was something going on a stage somewhere. And I think that your reading is just as good as anybody else's. In fact, I'd never heard that suggested before. But now that I think of it, I think that's an excellent interpretation.
I just wondered if somebody else. I didn't know anybody else had seen it, so I just called you all to see if you all had maybe seen it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's just, it's a conspiracy video. It's interesting, intriguing, but really, irrelevant overall. I mean, as far as the world stage is concerned, as far as what's going on in reality, we know the government officials are bad to the bone anyway. We don't need to find out if they, you know, whether or not they actually do sacrifice babies in the middle of the forest.
Well, they're bad, but I don't think they, they
sure.
sacrifice.
Well, right. It's irrelevant. If they do that sort of thing, then they're really weird and they're bad. And if they don't do that, they're still really bad and need to be opposed. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231 to the Amplifier line. And Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, the guy who called in a little while ago that was concerned about the federal tanks would roll into New Hampshire mm-hmm. if they started to go too far with this crazy freedom thing. As it turns out, I mean, I've given that some thought myself. I mean, I've just kind of wondered, like, if you wanted to off the Free State Project,
yeah.
how many people would you have to kill?
It's an excellent question.
And, you know, I've actually...
Well, I think the answer to that would be the fewer, the sooner. The sooner, the
right.
fewer.
If they're going to do it, they should do it soon.
Right.
I figure right now, there's a core of, I would say, about 30, 35 people that... Even if they knew their friends were being killed, they'd probably go hide in the woods or something and still keep lumbering on.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure right now, I mean, you'd have a hard time getting rid of, you know, 35 mysterious car accidents. It's a pretty fair number, you know.
Well, the other problem with the Free State Project, with offing members of the Free State Project, is it's a decentralized movement. I mean, there's the board of directors for the Free State Project, but they don't really make decisions for the people once they move into the state. So there's 150-some people that have moved in so far. Yeah, killing one or the other of those 150 isn't really going to do anything because there are very few of them. Nobody's in charge of anybody else.
Well, I believe contrary to that. If you picked, just pick 10, 15 important Free Staters.
Yeah.
I don't care how you pick them, but just use your whatever criteria. You pick those 15, and you smoke them with a sniper. Obviously, the crime is never going to be, the local New Hampshire police are going to figure out who did this. No, if a government agent did it, there's no way that they could do anything about it. And that would be it.
It's really hard to smoke a state rep without getting that in the news.
Well, they probably wouldn't do a state rep.
If I was in charge of it, I would bump off Jason Sorens, the guy in charge of the project. Hang on, Dennis. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bump off the founder in a very grisly way and leave a note. Let him know that the rest of them are next. That'll scare him off. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This country...